It's time for ER 101 with expert guests provided by the American College of Emergency Physicians. Here's Dr. Lee Vinoker.
Hi, and welcome to ER 101. Well, the holidays are usually, hopefully, a happy time, but also, can it be a depressing time? And do we see more depression during the holidays? My expert on to talk about this is Dr. Stephanie Duggan. She's the Vice President of Medical Affairs and Chief Medical Officer at Sacred Heart Hospital in Pensacola. Welcome, Dr. Duggan. Thanks for being here.
Lee, thank you so very much for having me. Depression during the holidays is a topic that's near and dear to my heart. Similar to what your previous guest, Dr. Williams, was saying, we tend to kind of overbook over the holidays, and it's such an emotional time to begin with. We want to have the perfect Hallmark holiday Christmas, Hallmark holiday, you know, whatever tradition you have. You just want it to be that absolute perfect thing. And so when it doesn't go exactly as planned, you're kind of setting yourself up already. And then when you think about all of the baggage that you have from your holidays that didn't go perfectly in the previous time, you just kind of pile it all on. So depression is something that we need to be acutely aware of within the holiday season.
Yeah, and I imagine the holidays also magnify regular kind of depressive stressors. Like, you know, people, it makes you a little nostalgic for family members that have died, or the fact that maybe you're divorced now. So all of those things, I imagine, must get magnified during the holidays.
No question. That what you normally would do during the non-holiday season is you would go for a walk, you'd go exercise, but during the holiday season, you think you've got to make that extra batch of cookies for the next party. You think you're, okay, I'll just have that one more drink and be social with people, and then all of a sudden you're kind of on that downward spiral. So it's just really important that you remember to take care of yourself so that depression doesn't kind of get the better of you. One of the tips that I found working a lot of holidays in the emergency department is people
which is depressing
come in
enough, right? You're working, everyone's celebrating, right?
No, Lee, I always found that if I'm working, it's much better than being a patient. So that always kept me fairly positive because
right.
I felt so terrible.
That's a good attitude.
You know, well, you come in and it's, I will never forget, you know, working a Christmas Eve midnight shift. And having a horrible, you know, experience of a young man that had gone out to, you know, go grab milk for their Christmas Eve dinner and got hit by a snowplow.
Oh, my
and
God. Terrible.
So you're just instantly, every Christmas Eve, I remember that family in my prayers and just hope that, you know, God's given them strength to move on. Because when you think about terrible things do happen over the holidays, and then you're exactly right. It just gets magnified when you're kind of sitting around thinking about them. And if you're already sad, it's hard to kind of get yourself out of the doldrums. So one of the things that I found that's really been helpful tips for my patients, they've said that they make sure that they volunteer during the holiday season. Because by them volunteering, it really helps them realize that, you know what, my life is okay. You know,
yeah, that
if I
is
can just help out one other person, then my day will get better and so will theirs.
Yeah, no, that's a very good tip for anything, stress or anything, but particularly during the holidays, or, you know, just even doing a little more giving, you know, to that Salvation Army person as you're walking into the grocery store. So absolutely, I think that's a great way to give back. Now, also, there is, isn't there a real you know, medical reason? There are some people that in the winter time during the holidays, especially in this hemisphere, I assume, the decreased sunlight hours can actually cause a chemical type of depression called SAD.
The seasonal affective disorder is alive and well. And especially when we change times and we do that drop back with the hour, and we have actually, it's designed to have less daylight or more daylight, but depending on when you're working, you know, if you're going in for an early shift and then you get held over, all of a sudden you're going to work in the dark and coming home in the dark, and that absolutely can increase the depression, because then you tend not to sleep as well, you feel more lethargic, so you don't exercise, and you really have to combat that. One of the other best tips for depression is to exercise and get the release of those natural endorphins, because it can actually help you cope much more effectively with whatever stress is thrown your way during the holidays.
Yeah, and what about this kind of search for sunlight? Does it help people? There are those multi-spectrum lights for people. What do you think about that?
Well, I'm making fun of myself because I would get very sad over the holidays. I've now moved to Florida where we have sun all the time.
Well, that's one way.
Everybody should come to Florida for a visit, or at the very least, try and whenever you see sun, you've got to get outside and enjoy it. And if it's sunny and cold, then throw in your sweatshirt, throw in your sunglasses so you don't get that snow blindness. But get out and get reinvigorated with the sun. It absolutely makes a difference. I'm not well versed on if some of the, you know, kind of synthetic lighting, you know, does the same thing for you. But I can absolutely guarantee you that getting outside in that sunshine will make a huge difference.
Yeah,
and
it really has a true chemical reaction in your brain when you get a certain number of sunlight hours. So that is helpful.
And one of the other big myth busters that I wanted to talk about was the myth that suicide increases over the holidays. And that absolutely is not true. Depression can increase over the holidays, but there's something about, you know, the traditions and being around, you know, some of the familiar things that you have experienced, even if there is some sadness or loss associated with it, it's protective against the suicide. So, again, if you're starting to feel those symptoms of loneliness or, you know, just overwhelming, make sure you reach out and get help. You can call 911. There's a suicide hotline number that is a national number that's 1-800-273-TALK. So there are resources there if you're starting to feel overwhelmed.
Yeah, and that is an interesting myth busted, because we do think more about suicide, but do you think it's because your family's usually in such close proximity? I mean, people, you know, you're not alone that much. There's always somebody around, especially if you're staying with family. So even if you're depressed, there's somebody there watching you.
And you're still interacting. I think you're absolutely right, Lee, that the loneliness is a big part of it. And, it's, you know, you can be lonely in a big gathering. I understand that. But generally, someone will be able to pull you out. One of the other things that I really think helps with some of the depression is if you not only give yourself a break, but you recognize and give other people a break. Because, you know what, maybe they're having a hard time with their proximity of their family. You know, you kind of get in a routine, and the holidays throws our normal routine completely out of whack. And so to really kind of take a step back, because one of the things I've learned in my own life is that I am very extroverted. I get energy going to parties, doing the rounds, you know, not so much with all the drinking and, you know, all of that, but I like being around people. I like seeing the, you know, the trees, and I like seeing the parades and things like that. My husband is the exact opposite. He tends to get energy and regroup by kind of having some quiet time. And to recognize that and recognize that in your children and not force what gives me joy and really kind of reinvigorates me onto the rest of my immediate family has really been beneficial in helping us all kind of enjoy the whole holiday season a bit more.
Right. And preventing the excess stress of, you know, forcing everybody to go caroling or something like that.
Right.
Which
I mean,
I'm sure with teenagers.
You have to participate in the family photo. You know, that's not optional. You do have to do that. But, you know.
Yeah, but dragging teenagers around from house to house, I see, could be pretty challenging.
Right. And let them enjoy. They've got to figure out who they are. Your whole goal in your adult life is to figure out who you are and who you're supposed to be. So give them that space to do that.
So any other recommendations that you have for people to really try and combat it? I mean, I assume that if it's truly serious depression, you should seek help over the holidays. There's sadness and then depression, correct? And we only have about
absolutely. And that's why I wanted to make sure
seconds.
I got that helpline out. And you can always call 911. One other concrete thing that has really been shown and documented in the literature to be helpful is to keep a journal 10 to 15 minutes, you know, especially over the holidays, and write down your deepest feelings.
Kind of,
if you can't share it with anybody else, share it in the journal.
Yep. This is ER 101. I'm Dr. Lee Vanocur on Radio MD. Stay well and tune into your health.